A retired surgeon and former small business owner, Nancy Dye has been on the road for many months from Roanoke to Giles County.
The biggest issues that I hear that people are concerned about are job losses in Roanoke Valley. They're very concerned about the impact that's going to have throughout this district on our schools and our quality of life.
Dye says maintaining a Republican majority in the state Senate is important. The 21st district race is seen as up for grabs by many, and outside conservative groups have even been attacking Edwards on her behalf in ads.
They passed a very responsible budget this last session. We would address Medicaid expansion from a point of view of providing health care for all Virginians in an affordable, accessible, sustainable method.
Growing the economy to counter recent job losses and education are key issues for the Republican challenger.
It's why I still volunteer in our city public schools. Education and workforce training is going to be the key to moving our district forward.
Dye wanted to support the Mountain Valley Pipeline for economic development reasons initially, but then she went the other way.
As a state senator, the ultimate thing I would have to protect is land rights, and that's the issue that caused me to oppose it.
You can hear more from Nancy Dye at WFIRnews.com. Independent Don Caldwell was also challenging John Edwards on November 3rd. Gene Morano, WFIR News.